Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another version of Flock and Cather. It is the 18-minute podcast of the Spa Channel. I'm Alan Sher, your host. I run the Spa Industry Association, and today I have a very good friend of mine, and most of you are going to know her anyways from the industry, and I love when she says all y'all, so maybe we'll get her to do that for us today. Joyce Jamison, she runs Global Beauty and Wellness. She is the president, she's the head proprietor, and wears 13 other hats. Hello, Joyce. How are you today?
Hello, Alan, my friend, and hello, all y'all.
All y'all. I knew we would get at least one all y'all. That's all I was asking for.
Of course you will.
Oh, I just love it. That's why I like Southern people, right? There's a grace to the way that you folks talk, and I just love it. Thank you for that, you know? Okay, Joyce, you're all over the place, but your offices are in Connecticut, but you're also in South Carolina, right?
Correct. So our office is in Darien, Connecticut, and I am right now in Bluffton, South Carolina, and that I am in Palmetto Bluff, which is where the last Global Beauty and Wellness Exchange was held just before all of the craziness of the pandemic started. Yeah. And we have dates for next year. February.
We're going to get to the dates in a minute, but okay. I want to tell you, you know, that's why I have fond memories of that. So I did your show, flew up to Minneapolis, picked up my twin grandsons, brought them to Palm Springs for the week.
Yeah.
Then took them back to Minneapolis, overnighted, went to New York, set up the booth to be told 30 minutes later, the booth's coming down. And as Monty Zwang and I and some other folks, we say we had the most expensive pizza dinner of our lives because we got on early flights out of there on Sunday morning to try and get out before they shut the town down in New York. So you were my very last piece of travel schedule, and you are going to be my first show I'm traveling to as well. So I'm really pleased about that, but I'm not pleased that it seems like we've lost a year in the scheme of things.
Well, we have lost a year in the scheme of things, and it is kind of crazy that my event was the last big event for the industry, and that's why I'm really excited to be hosting the event May 23rd through 26th, because it will be the first big event back in the industry. So I know people are really anxious to get back to work. And also people are really anxious to see each other, visit and catch up on everything that's been going on.
No doubt. What, Joyce, what's the website they go to find out about Global Beauty and Wellness?
www.globalbeautyexchange.com.
Got it. Globalbeautyexchange.com. Okay. We'll make sure that we paste that on and pass on. What's going up in Connecticut? Is Connecticut open unlike New York and New Jersey, et cetera?
It is more open. And somebody laughingly told me that Connecticut is like Texas, but with a mask. So things are open, but you just have to wear a mask.
I love it. Well, you know, I would say Arizona's a lot that way. We never really shut down. But I don't leave a house without a mask, right? I mean, this is the nature of the beast. If you're going in somewhere, you put a mask on. Although just in the last few weeks, the requirements are now any business can put in their window to wear a mask, don't wear a mask, whatever they want. And we went out to eat with some friends the other night. I wear a mask walking in, all the staff are. And she told me the protocol is the restaurant has to wear masks. And they have maybe 60-40 of their clientele wearing masks who walk in the restaurant. So we'll see how it goes. But the good news is there is light at the end of the tunnel. I've done a bunch of virtuals over the last few weeks. I'm in one today and tomorrow. We've got ISE in Canada coming up. And then, boom, it's back in person with your show and then Miami and then Las Vegas. So I've got in-person coming up. And honestly, Joyce, everyone that I'm speaking with, they don't say, are you going to travel? They're now saying, which shows are you going to?
Right, right.
Well, that's the big difference.
I think that that people are really excited and they're ready to travel. And I know that the buyers that I have that are, you know, signed up, they all have budgets and are ready to spend. They, you know, they've been sitting for a year and waiting for things to reopen, and things are open and they're ready to get back to business.
And you know what bodes well with that? It's not just the vendor pool that has money and the spa pool that has money, but Joyce, I read where they said U.S. consumers saved close to $2 trillion over the last year because, frankly, they just didn't have anything to spend it on. And I'm going to tell you, that money's burning a hole in a lot of people's pockets. So that transitions into people going to spas and spas ordering products and people needing to go to trade shows. It's all very synergistic in my world.
I agree. And I think that, you know, global beauty is a good way to ease into it because it's not as a big, you know, it's not a huge trade show, but it gets a group of people together and gets them comfortable being in a little, a smaller group. And then they'll be ready to go to trade shows when it's time to do that.
And you know, it's not in a terrible location. Tell us about that.
No, it's really not. Both of my events for 2021, I'm lucky to have at Forbes five-star properties. So the one in May is at the Montage Deer Valley. And again, those dates are May 23rd through 26th. And then I have an event coming up in September, the 12th through the 15th at the O Palm Beach Resort and Spa. So both really wonderful properties. You know, I really couldn't ask for lovelier places to be. So I'm very excited. I can't wait to see people. Joyce, can't wait to welcome them.
Yeah, most of the people who attend your show, and I don't know how many I've been to now. I think almost all since you started. I think I missed one along the way. But your people love going. Your shows seem very relaxed. They're in places where people love to breathe. The locations are five star, as you say. That's kind of the reputation you've built for these shows, right?
Well, I think so. And I think that, you know, that's largely in part because I don't take myself too seriously. So I try to create an environment where people can relax, come for business, but have fun. And also, you know, in this industry in particular, we do travel a lot, particularly the vendors have to travel a lot. And I want to be able to select a spot where they're actually happy to go there instead of saying, oh my God, I have to travel to, you know, wherever. I think that they actually, I select places that they're looking forward to being.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, I love that. Well, the funny thing is no one has said to me yet over the 33 years I've been doing this, hey, Alan, we're doing a show in Paducah, Kentucky. Do you want to come? Even though Paducah's a nice town and I have been there, but we don't have trade shows there, you know?
Right. And I probably, I think it's safe to say that I probably won't schedule anything there anytime soon. And again, yeah. nothing negative about Paducah because I'm sure it is lovely, but I have not been there before.
Yeah. What are vendors saying about the go back? Because I know a lot of them were super busy over the last year based upon the having a retail site. If you had a retail site, you were busy. If you weren't in retail, you didn't have anything going on. So what are you kind of hearing from the vendors?
Well, again, I'm hearing a little bit of both of those things. If people could order online from you, they were very busy. Some people were slower. And so, you know, they're cautiously optimistic about getting back into business. Depending on where people are located, you know, I think there is still some concern about trying to travel. But as things open up and the vaccine is, you know, more widely available for people, I think people are getting more and more comfortable with the idea of traveling, which is why I mentioned, I think that, you know, going to a smaller event first is probably a good way for people to start feeling comfortable about traveling and seeing people.
Joyce, what happens in, let's see, Deer Valley's Utah. So what happens with coming to the show? Are people wearing a mask? Is it required, not required, cleanliness? Can you give me kind of the lay of the land on that?
So I think at this point, I believe that people will feel more comfortable wearing masks. Obviously, we will have stations with hand sanitizing and all of that. We would like to ask people to have the vaccine or to consider it, but it's not something that we're going to enforce. And I think that's really because depending on what states people live in, it may or may not be available. So I don't think you can require it, but I think we can say I'd like to encourage it. I've had both of my vaccines, and I can say that I got through both of them without any issues at all. And it honestly does make me feel safer.
Well, there is a, I don't know what you want to call it, a feeling of freedom, sort of a little bit, well, when you've had the vaccine. I've had both my shots. I heard this morning, I always laugh, say on the drive into my office, because it's down the hall from the kitchen, that 50% of the United States has had one shot, and 35% of the country has had two shots. Those are pretty big numbers considering we have 330 million people here.
Correct. I know. And I agree with your point. You do feel a little liberated.
Liberated. Yeah. Perfect word for it. Liberated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that you should change the mantra of the show to, hey, feel liberated. Come to Global Beauty.
I like that.
It is liberating. Let's face it, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You know that living in Cave Creek, where I am in northern Phoenix, northern part of Phoenix, Scottsdale, there's a lot of spa people in the neighborhood. And we are still looking for the outdoor venues, but we haven't been afraid to have people over to the house and stuff. And given Kathy and I had COVID in December, and now I've had the shots, how much more do I need to keep my body healthy, right?
Well, I think the same thing. And that's one of the reasons why I've been in South Carolina rather than Connecticut, because, you know, it's a warmer climate and you're able to be outside more. So it offers you an opportunity to sit outside and gather with friends. And so it was kind of nice being here in the bubble, as we like to call it, in Palmetto Bluff. You felt safer than you did in a lot of places in the world.
Well, I have my window open. I don't know if you can hear the birds out, but it is 81 and a stellar blue sky and gorgeous here. So it makes you want to have your meetings outside, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Joyce, getting the directors and attendees to the show, what's flying like? Is there an issue with getting flights? Are airplanes busier again? What's that all about?
Well, airplanes are a lot busier now. And I've been traveling Delta just because Delta was blocking middle seats. I do know that at the end of April, they're going to start allowing seats, people in middle seats. But from all of the reports that I hear, the filtration systems that they have and all of that in place make it safe to fly. And all airlines, I think, are still requiring masks. So, I do think because people are ready to travel, I think the planes are a lot fuller. But I don't think it's an unsafe environment on the plane.
Well, I have some friends who have been traveling the whole entire time who said the planes are probably cleaner now than you have ever been on them in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, you know, our industry was always known for cleanliness anyway. So if we've stepped it up another notch, we're probably one of the cleanest industries ever of any of the businesses I'm aware of.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, me as well. Joyce, you're going to have, at the shows, you always have a speaker, right? Or someone do a blurb up a front. Is there an education morning? I'm trying to remember right now.
Well, for this particular event, because I'm trying to be conscious of social distancing, I'm not having a keynote per se, but we will do like we did last year for lunches. We'll have lunch and learns where each table will be assigned someone who kind of leads the topic, and people are able to select the topic that they would like to sit and learn or discuss over lunch. So there will still be an education component, but rather than having 200 people in a room together or 150 people in a room together, sitting side by side, they'll be sitting across the table from each other and having discussions.
Got it. Well, it sounds to me like you have narrowed down and tightened up Everything that needs to be done to put a great show on. So we, friends, we've been speaking with Joyce Jamison today. She's the president and head proprietor at Global Beauty and Wellness. She puts on two shows a year. The first one's going to be up in Utah at the Montage Deer Valley, May 23rd through 26th. And then in September at the Owen Palm Beach, September 12th. Through 15. And I think, Joyce, all this information they can find at globalbeautyexchange.com, and they can reach out to you there as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. One more question. What about your travels? Where are you going?
Well, I've been in a little slice of heaven right here. I'm really excited about going to Montage in Deer Valley because it's a beautiful place as well. And then I'm also, and some people may not be thrilled about this, but I am headed down to Mississippi, which is where I'm originally from, early June, to see my mom and my family. So I'm excited about that. And then I will probably be back up in Connecticut some this summer. So I'll get some traveling in.
I did not know you were a Mississippi girl, all y'all. So you're
all y'all, of course.
They're still down there?
Yeah.
Oh man, yep. I love it. What town do you travel into? How do you get there?
Well, I go to Mobile, Alabama, but my mother lives in Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Oh God, it just
sounds on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I love it. God bless her. Yes. Joyce, and you know this, I always love talking to you. It brings a smile to my face, and we love our Southern gals. So keep doing what you're doing. Your shows are amazing. Everyone I've ever talked to has attended. Cannot say enough good things about Global Beauty Exchange. So look forward to both shows this year.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk about it. And of course, I always love chatting with you too. And I'm sure we will... I'm sure we'll catch up before the event, but if not, I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Sounds great. Thanks, Joyce.
And have a good one.
Thank you. And friends, remember, please be kind to one another.